$1 trillion prediction was just made about Bitcoin and crypto that you need to know about.
Not only are we going to tell you about all these crazy predictions, but we're going to tell you which tickers to buy now.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be talking about a $1 trillion prediction that was made about the future of the Bitcoin and crypto markets by one of the most wealthy and influential fund managers in all of crypto. Not only are we going to tell you the predictions, but we're going to tell you which coins this means will go up.
These guys have over $100 billion in assets under management. And they did a 2024 prediction last year, and they nailed 50% of it. So there's 10 predictions that are made in this article. We're going to cover them now. And if 50% of them come true, we can make some big, big money.
Yeah, for sure.
Based off of these tickers and how it ties into these financial predictions.
Yep.
So let's jump right into the first one here. So the first one they have, it's a crypto bull market hits a medium-term peak in Q1, sets new highs in Q4.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean and how do we see that playing out?
So we're talking about the Van Eck predictions here, right? So Van Eck is these big influential crypto guys. They know what they're talking about. So when they speak, we have to listen and we have to dig into specific altcoins, right? This one is kind of more of a macro prediction. I think this kind of lines up with what we talked about, like, I don't know, 6 to 8 to 12 months ago. We said, look, the bull market's going to come. We're going to have the election rally. We're going to have the first peak altcoin season Q1. Then I think it's almost going to be a replay of like the last couple of years. Like Q4, Q1 is bullish. And then you have like summer consolidation. Everyone gets lazy. Everyone gets bored. People sell their bags at the bottom. And then eventually you see the final blow off top in Q4 again of 2025. So I think I honestly see no reason for us to change our thesis that we laid out before this all happened. I think it's going to happen. And the way that I think we can play that is potentially start to rotate profits in altcoins in Q1 into maybe some larger caps and then find the new narratives as people start to lose interest again over the summer and then go max bullish again for Q4, blow off top, and then I'll see you later.
Yeah, I know historical evidence, if you look back at the charts, typically there is this little bit of a sell-off that occurs, at least in Bitcoin, from February or so to March. And then there is a little bit of a spike, and then there's that sell in May and go away. And again, everything picks up again September, October, and you get the last 2 to 3 months of insane bullish action. So This is in line with what we thought, and we like it.
I agree with that. Okay, number two, we have U.S. embraces Bitcoin with reserves and regulations. So we're talking about the Trump administration, right? And we can already see they've hired the crypto AI czar. They said they're going to have the National Bitcoin Strategic Reserve, which Trump has all but confirmed. The way that I'm playing, and you know, if you've been watching the show for a while, you know the way we're playing this. With USA Trump tailwinds, we're talking about USA regulated projects. There are not that many. We're not going to be buying the top of, say, XRP. You know we're big Ondo guys, but in particular, we're looking for small cap USA-based altcoins that are going to ride the tailwinds of the USA embracing Bitcoin, USA employing these national Bitcoin standards, USA employing crypto strategies for USA-based projects. And no other small cap altcoin than AxenDAO, AXGT for me, is going to benefit more from the Trump crypto tailwinds than AxenDAO. Like, it's simple for me.
Yeah, it's a USA-based coin. They have a ton of tailwinds from Trump. They're also in the emerging DeFi sector that is set to explode. They're working alongside NVIDIA, Hewlett-Packard, all these other things. The US embracing a Bitcoin reserve, it ultimately just injects more liquidity into the market.
Mm-hmm.
You have Circle printing billions of dollars per year. You have Tether printing billions of dollars per year. all those stable coins go into the ETFs, they go into the ETPs, and a lot of that will end up flowing into Ethereum, Avalanche, all these larger caps, but also into all these other smaller caps. US-based is where you want to be keeping your eyes, because I think the Trump administration is really going to be hammering home made in America, and that is where the money's going to be.
That's Axe and Dow, and especially with the rumors of tax-free crypto gains on USA-based altcoins. There just aren't that many USA-based altcoins, and there are even fewer that are smaller mid-cap that are legit. So the way I'm playing number two, USA embracing crypto, is by buying more Axe and Dow.
Yeah, absolutely. So the next prediction they have is value of tokenized securities exceeds $50 billion. Mm. On-chain securities grew 61% in 2024. I think this is a bearish prediction of $50 billion. I think it's going to be a lot more than this, to be honest.
Yeah.
Who is literally tokenizing on-chain securities, U.S. treasuries? Ondo Finance.
It's Ondo.
Like, this is, it's so basic. And the thing about real-world assets and the tokenization and putting everything on-chain that already currently exists, it allows liquidity to flow in from a global market. So it's not just U.S.-based. It's not just in China. And there's all these red tape and it's hurdles and it's impossible to get into. It's 24/7 live trading. Like, think all the fees that these guys are going to generate. Like, to me, this is an easy one. It's Ondo.
Yeah. And like BlackRock has been telling us, Larry Fink has been telling us, they're going to tokenize everything. Who is the one crypto project that BlackRock is working hand in hand in? As you can see, it's verified on chain. It's Ondo Finance. BlackRock coin is Ondo coin. It is the chosen BlackRock coin. They're tokenizing everything. So for me, they say tokenized securities are going to surpass 50, 100 billion. It's Ondo.
It's probably why Trump and the World Liberty Coin has been buying up Ondo as well.
Ondo.
It's Ondo.
Buy
it's
Ondo. Ondo.
It's Ondo. Look at the U.S. Treasury market. It's $5 trillion. Mm-hmm. Just that alone.
Ondo.
It's Ondo. That one's simple.
All right. Number four, we have stable coins settle $300 billion daily. So they're saying stable coins will grow from $100 billion to $300 billion in daily settlement volumes. And they say adopt major players like Apple, Google, Visa, and MasterCard will all integrate stablecoins into payments. They're saying USA-Mexico transfers are going to be stablecoin. They're going to say stablecoin is going to become a pillar of global commerce. So how are we playing this?
Look, speed, cost savings, efficiency, sending stablecoins to one another is so much simpler than, you know, trying to send money electronically via other platforms. These huge fees, it takes a long time. To me, I'm looking at stablecoin plays, you know, like an Athena, for example, is one. Like, they're launching their USDE. It's a synthetic stablecoin pegged to the US dollar. They're also launching USDTB. This is really interesting because it just launched. It's a stablecoin product backed by BlackRock's Biddle. So these are stablecoins that I believe will inject way more liquidity into the market, but these are essentially yield coins. So if you want to take it a step further, you can look at the stable coins, which don't really do much for you, but look at the yield coins. And that's what like a project like Athena is launching. Yeah.
You know what else a stable coin play? Ondo.
That's right.
Right? They got their USDY.
Yeah.
It's partnered with BlackRock. Their stable coin is one of the most legit. It's actually backed by US treasuries.
OUSG.
So when you look at a stable coin play, when you look at a tokenized play, Ondo is fitting the bill. And it's no wonder Trump is buying Ondo right now, right?
Absolutely. So then number five, AI agents. And this is something that we've been getting into a little bit more recently because we see that AI agents is going to be the next step for AI, for retail investors, for us, for anybody to start utilizing. Because it allows AI agents allow you to make secure, anonymous transactions. And these AI agents essentially do everything for you. You don't have to do anything. Mm. So they predict AI agents on-chain activity will surpass 1 million agents.
Mm.
Fucking lot of agents.
That's a lot of agents.
I also think it'll be a lot more than that, to be honest, next year.
Yeah.
Especially through this agents.land that is being launched by Arai Chain. And I think, which token could this be bullish for?
I mean, this, honestly, this news that VanEck, one of the most influential crypto investors, a lot of their predictions have come true in the past. If they're saying AI agents surpass 1 million, this is so bullish for Max. Mm-hmm. Max is the one token that anyone is going to need to hold to get access to these AI agents that are going to be built on Solana. It is the pillar of the upcoming Solana AI agent ecosystem. It's an AI agent itself, Max is. It is the only AI agent with an actual utility for Bitcoin predictions built into it. And it's built and backed by a Rai chain, Distilled AI. This thing is 100% legit and is about to become a pillar of the AI agent industry. There's going to be a million AI agents launched. Who's going to benefit the most? The token you need to hold to get access to any of them. Max.
Yeah, so simple. And all the fees that, so when you have all these AI agents competing, when you have them acting autonomously for you online, all those transactions are burning the Max token as well.
Mm, yeah.
So Max is one to keep your eye on. This is on Solana.
100%. So now we have number six, Bitcoin layer twos reach 100,000 Bitcoin TVL. Now, this is a very simple one for me.
Yeah.
The leader in Bitcoin L2s, in my personal opinion, has to be CoreDAO. I mean, we've talked about this one for the lion's share of a year. If you actually dive into it, there's a ton, the TVL growth, the user growth, the staking of actual this is the only project that allows non-custodial staking of Bitcoin. If you're talking about Bitcoin DeFi, it's CoreDAO. So when I see VanEck saying Bitcoin DeFi, Bitcoin L2s are going to explode, I think CoreDAO could be in for a massive year.
100%. I mean, once these Bitcoin maxis start to wake up to the fact that, look, you can actually stake your Bitcoin and earn X amount of dollars per year on top of it without leaving the chain, without losing custody, you don't have to wrap it, all these other things that lead to hacks and all these other things, to be able to just stay on the network, and then you can utilize the staked Bitcoin to access other DeFi possibilities and then earn more money on top of that via Core. Man, this is such a sleeping giant, and I think they could really benefit from the number one asset right now, which is Bitcoin, which is end up going to be a $20 trillion, $50 trillion asset globally in the midterm to long-term future. Who is better poised to capitalize on this? It's CoreDAO.
All these institutions that are going to be holding all this Bitcoin, they want to generate yield on their asset. They're going to be doing it through CoreDAO. And that means the Core token, in our opinion, not financial advice, is going to massively explode from its current undervalued price. All right, let's move into number seven. Ethereum blob space generates $1 billion in fees. So what this means is the L2s, like the L2s data transaction fees are going to massively increase. They're thinking that L2 transaction volumes are going to grow 300% in 2025. So what are we looking for here in terms of Ethereum L2 plays? I would personally be looking at some of the top L2s and the tokens that are on those L2s, like maybe Base and some of the top Base tokens.
I think we need to be looking at Base because Base is by Coinbase. Coinbase is working on BlackRock. Coinbase is US based. It's like, look US, look Coinbase, look BlackRock. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been doing for the past couple of years. And it's been playing out extremely well for us because they're literally providing the playbook.
Yeah.
So look at Base tokens. I mean, look, Poseidon DAO, just off the top of our head, Poseidon DAO recently launched on Base.
Axon DAO's on Base
and Arbitrum.
Yeah.
And so the reason that these plays are on Base and Arbitrum is not necessarily just for you to buy the token and hold it. It's because these projects, specifically in DeSci, they're going to be dealing with millions, if not hundreds of millions of users. To make it cost effective and to have real-time data instantly, nobody will be paying these $15, $100 gas fees. When you're transacting on Base and Arbitrum, it's instant and it's cheap.
Yeah.
So they're doing it for the actual products that they're building, not just for the retail trading.
Yeah, so I'd be looking at small caps on Base and Ethereum L2s, which would be Axon DAO and Sai. A large cap, Aerodrome. Aerodrome is a great base play for it's one of the leading ones. It's been doing really well lately, but if this prediction holds true, it'll probably continue to do well.
Yeah. So number eight, DeFi hits an all-time high with $4 trillion in DEX volumes and $200 billion in total value locked. Mm. This is interesting. DeFi, look, the US again is opening up the floodgates right now for all this capital to flow in. DeFi is an excellent way to generate money on top of your money, putting your money to work for you. Mm-hmm. You know, there's high APYs everywhere, but how do you want to maximize your returns on this one?
Yeah, so AI is going to come in and change the DeFi space. DeFi is a little bit too complicated for everyone figuring out all the APYs and the claiming and all this kind of stuff. So I think what you're going to see is the top DeFi companies that have integrated the best AI ecosystems and algorithms into their platforms. And if you've been, it has to be Sturdy Finance, right? Sturdy is the number one DeFi play on BitTensor. BitTensor is the number one AI ecosystem in all of crypto. So Sturdy, by this equation, is the top AI DeFi play. So if you see that DeFi is going to hit $4 trillion in DEX volume and $200 billion in TVL as predicted by VanEck, then I'm thinking that Sturdy is in for a massive 2025.
AI optimized yields. They just made an integration with Ondo Finance. Look at what they're saying about the tokenized markets. Look at where the money is heading now. When you have a chance to have automated AI decision made dynamic investments, Sturdy Finance is going to capitalize on this in ways that we've never seen before, mm-hmm. especially as the EVM compatibility comes to BitTensor and all that Ethereum money. And Sturdy here is poised to do quite well, I think, compared to traditional DeFi plays.
For sure. Number nine now, we have NFT trading reaches $30 billion. Now, this is an interesting one, and I think I actually agree because NFTs have been completely forgot about, right? There's so much negative stigma in the NFT space. It was, you know, 99.9% scams.
JPEGs.
All just garbage.
Yeah.
But when no one is looking in a space and everyone thinks the space is garbage and gone, that's when you want to be looking at a space, right? Mm. Because if it does come back, and when it does come back, it's going to be like the blue chips, in my opinion, that are going to come back. So I personally did. Bought a Bored Ape recently. I think all you have to do, like, look at the volume that's pouring into NFTs right now. I think a lot of insiders are coming into NFTs. VanEck specifically says established collections like Bored Apes, CryptoPunks, Pudgy Penguins are going to lead the way. When you actually look into some of these projects, they have some pretty high-profile partnerships. I also bought a Doodle. They partnered with McDonald's, right? So there's actually a bit of there's things going on here. I think it could be an interesting play simply because these guys are predicting it and no one is talking about NFTs.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I think there's a lot of use cases for NFTs that we haven't quite seen yet. I think that really comes down to like ticketing. Mm-hmm. Look at these Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You know how much people are paying for these prices? Man, she could be getting a recurring revenue on all that.
Yeah,
all
she's not making enough money.
People flipping on that, right? No, but you know what's interesting is the Bored Ape Yacht Club community actually just partnered with the Block Asset.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I think if NFTs come back and you have the Bored Ape Yacht Club guys and they're starting to attract a ton of attention, they're going to be pushing Block Asset and Block.
I'm
looking at Block here.
Yeah. I like it. All right. Finally, number 10, we have dApp tokens close the gap with L1 tokens. Specifically, they're looking at AI-powered dApps and DeepIn projects. So for AI-powered dApps, again, going back to like actual apps that people can use that are powered by a token, we'll go back to AxenDAO. They're an AI DeFi play that people can actually use an app, and they're going to be bringing out CureOS, the Cure Ring, all backboned by the AXGT token, right?
Yeah.
Then we talk about DeepIn projects. We've invested in a few DeepIn projects lately. Peak. Aether,
yeah.
Nadix. These are all legitimate, like the partnerships that Peak has, their partner, I don't know, Airbus, Bosch, MasterCard. These guys, like hundreds of DeepIns built on the ecosystem. Nadix recently did something with Tesla. Really interesting there. Aether is one of like a cloud gaming DeepIn. I think that, yeah, AI DeepIn, it just makes so much sense because it's real world use cases. So I see why they're saying that.
Yeah, DeepIn's been slept on a little bit here, and I think those are great products. Nadix is also on Solana. So again, cheap fees and all that, all those are things as well. Yeah,
100%. So hey, if there's any coins that tie into any of those 10 predictions that we missed, let us know in the comments and we will have a look for you.
Yeah, and then make sure you tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.